All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update. Keenan's back again. How you doing, Keenan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've kind of have some excitement going on. We've got warm weather. It was like a bluebird perfect day on Sunday, but it was stormy on Saturday, and now it's raining cats and dogs outside, at least down here. So hopefully it's snowing in the upper elevation. What's that done to the snowpack?
It's basically, it seems like we had spring for a little while there, and now we're getting a taste of second winter here in Utah. So the skiing's been really good. It seems like big avalanches have been pretty dormant here in the Ogden area. We haven't seen enough of a water load to disrupt those December facet layers that we've been seeing and talking about all season. So it's been awesome skiing. It's nice to be back in winter.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're back. All right, so I got some visuals here. What should we pull up?
Whatever we got. Perfect. The plumes. Yeah. Plumes. Yeah, excitement coming. Hopefully we have the temps to match the water. It seems like it's coming in pretty warm. All of LA and Southern California is just getting blasted with the atmospheric river, as folks love to talk about. And so it looks like we're really getting another spike on the 7th, so tomorrow. And moving into Thursday as well, and then things kind of taper out. But yeah, it's nice seeing high numbers on the plumes.
Yeah, and we need the water. We just hope it turns into snow.
Grapple, it's pretty big, as you can see there. That kind of came yesterday. I think it caught everybody by surprise. The storm looked like it was going to clear out. A lot of people were saying 1 to 3 inches, and it seems like the 24-hour storm total kind of around the valley was about close to a foot. But we have a lot of grapple that came down yesterday in the storm, and now that's underlying this new snow that's coming down. So could see some things sliding on those little ball bearings. They like to persist, but I like grapple. I think it's fun skiing. this is a cool one. It was reported, or I saw a picture of it first on the Ogden Avalanche Instagram and had to go check it out in person. But I believe this happened in the heat cycle. I took this picture on January 31st, but I'm pretty sure it happened 3 or 4 days prior, kind of during the crux of that solar event. And it looks like that pulled out on the facets, probably 2 to 4 foot crown of all that new water weight on top of it from the prior storm cycle. Even though we haven't been seeing a lot of results in or around the ski areas, the out of bounds still has that facet layer, and just heads up out there.
Yeah. Keenan, where is that exactly?
So that is in Malin's Basin. Unsure on the elevation, probably 8,500, 9,500 kind of foot band. And it's on the southern flank of Malin's Basin, north facing. Well, so it looks like it kind of just got a ton of wind loading coming across that roll into that steep rocky terrain. And at some point the heat was enough to just kick the house of cards out from underneath and let it come down. Like I don't know if you can zoom in, but kind of in the bottom right-hand corner of that image, you can see the debris pile pretty far down there. So yeah, that one was just kind of I haven't seen that area avalanche before. I don't get eyes on it super often, but yeah, it was like, all right, maybe I don't want to go ski home today.
Yeah, and I see dirt, so it went all the way down to dirt.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great photo, nonetheless. So.
Well, thanks. Yeah, one of those beautiful high pressure, reminiscent of spring days.
Yeah. All right. So here's the Utah Avalanche Center's page.
Yeah, this one's just kind of, I did this last time that we chatted, but if you give it a scroll through, there's not really a whole lot going on in Ogden, which is nice for skiing and not as nice for talking about avalanches, but some activity out in Logan kind of looks like mostly snowmobile triggered stuff. And then a lot down in the desert, as well as Salt Lake up in the high country where they're just getting higher snow and water totals.
Yeah. Interesting to see Moab on there.
Yeah. It looks like they had some pretty large avalanches. I think they were wet slides just in that solar event.
Okay, we have, here's AccuWeather.
Yep. So just kind of a little snapshot. This was a few hours ago. I took the screenshot, but it's pretty sweet to see some activity instead of high pressure. Like we're in it for the next little while, and it looks like more is on the way. Hopefully it's cold enough.
So I can't zoom in on that. Okay. And then the 7 day.
Yeah. Just nice seeing snowflakes. But again, it's kind of like, this is just for Ogden. So hopefully it will be cooler up in the mountains and we get some convective and orographic lifting that cools everything down. But pretty typical around here to see storms come in wet, wild, windy, warm, and then taper off to a nice right side up snowfall.
Okay, Keenan, you use a word I have no idea. Orographic lifting. Talk to
me. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Mountains. Storms come in, hit the mountains, go up and over. All of our resorts here basically are in the lee side of the mountain range, so we're in a little bit of a snow shadow, and we really bank on the winds to pour that snow into the resorts as well as some of the good backcountry areas. But yeah, basically when an air mass hits an object, it's going up every 1,000 degrees or every 1,000 feet you go up, you basically lose 3 degrees in temperature. Mm-hmm. So really banking on that to come into play to give us the temps that we need to see some good snow out of this.
I love it. Looks good. Well, the forecast looks promising. Anything else we should know for this week?
Not at the moment. Just do your snow dances and hope that rain snow line kind of starts creeping down. Seems like it's sitting around 7,000 feet right now, and it'd be nice if it was a little lower than that, just to get some of our egresses in and out of the backcountry areas a little more user-friendly. But just happy it's snowing and everything's skiing good right now, it seems like. Pretty average snow depths for this time of year, and it's all pretty caked in there, it seems like, just with all those warm temps and kind of wetter snow just plastered into the rocks. So
love it. Thanks so much, Keenan. We do have our last of the B Street speaker series this Thursday, so they've been well attended. Love seeing everyone out there. It's come on out, man. It's a good time. Just want to share the invite in case you have not been out there. Also, you know, if you're stuck at home, unfortunately, we do live stream those. So check us out on YouTube, Ogden Avalanche. Thanks, Keenan. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll see everyone on the next Ogden Avalanche update. Cheers.
See ya.